Today our group finds itself in the Terra Nostris Botanical Garden. And as we journeyed along the pathways to get here, we were surrounded by lush green vegetation, the chirping of the birds, the vistas of the waters. But there was something else there. And that something else are the elementals. And the elementals appear in every culture. Some described as leprechauns, some described as fairies, some as pixies, as elves. It doesn't matter what the description is. They all represent the same thing. And that's the benevolent helpers of Gaia that are here to support humanity. They are not simply here to be with Gaia. So I'll repeat that again, that they are here to support humanity. And where is it that the elementals love to be? Well, obviously in pristine forests, pristine areas of Gaia, but they also love to be in gardens. And why would that be? And the reason is because it's humans who are the ones tending the gardens. And the human consciousness, that love of gardening, has the elementals respond. And those who are known as the ones that have a green thumb, they may or may not know, but they have a deep and intimate connection with the elementals. These are the people that can bring a near-dead plant back to life. And even today, some school children have been seen to do experiments. And the experiment is this. One plant, the children are asked to greet it every morning and say how much they love the plant, how beautiful it looks, how wonderful it smells. And the other plant, they're encouraged to say nasty things to it. Oh, you're a terrible looking plant. Nobody cares about you. And over time, there is an extraordinary difference between the plant that is healthy with life force and the one that is nearly dying. And yet they both had the same amount of water and nutrients. So here is a very simple experiment that shows how consciousness affects plants. But the experiment's just showing one way, one side of the communication. There's another communication happening from the plants to you. And again, all that is needed is for the allowance to receive the communication. So here is the invitation to you now, to close your eyes, go into the stillness, and just allow yourself to receive. Wherever you are on the planet, you can have this process occur. Sure, it helps to be in a beautiful garden, but you can visualize that garden in a concrete city. And so just breathe into that stillness as you feel the loving embrace from those elementals.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. This is the fifth message on the group of islands called the Azores. The group sits in a beautiful scenario of grass and flowers, hedges. It's a park, a garden. It is perfect for today's message. It's a peaceful place. And it's a place where I'm going to now start the teaching. Dear ones, the first four messages centered on the energy of this place. A little bit about the history, and especially about that which is the pristineness and the purity that is here. Already many of the group have felt this, come to expect it, and it seems like each day we're taken to a place that is even more peaceful and more pristine and more beautiful. I ask the group here, truly, have you been greeted by this island yet? Has it given you energy that would be like the dolphin gave you when he showed you the white part of stomach? That said, we know you're safe. We know who you are. The island is surrounded by a protective bubble, which kept it pristine and away from settlement and war for eons of time. And when you've come here, you start to feel something that we want to talk about today. Dear ones, in an older energy of this planet, there is a scenario of those who are enlightened or feel the calling to be part of metaphysics, and it's always gone to the same place, self. And that is what is taught by the gurus that are important still on this planet and the ones in the past. By the shamans all over the planet in so many areas, they teach you to bring that peacefulness right into yourself. We're going to study that today. But before we do, I'll tell you that everything changed after 2012. We even mentioned it when we were in a temple in Egypt, a place where they meditated. And we mentioned this, and we'll say it again, that for the first time in human history, the light worker, the one who carries that torch of God inside and feels they must do something, are now expected to do something. In other words, the old energy had you go and study self, and study and study and study, and you get to a point where you are pleased with yourself and you say, I am at rest with all that is around me. And that was the goal, nirvana of self. What if there's more? And there is. For suddenly we're asking you not just to get to that place, but once you're there and you've practiced that, that you would be able to stand and go wherever you live on this planet and take that with you and put it in an active way to the places that you live. Do I have to say this again? Now there is action. And before there was simply serenity. Peace is the subject of today. And it's the peace of the heart. There are so many listening to me right now who don't have it and who long for it. There are those who listen to the Cryon messages, who listen to me talk about the possibility of peace in their life, and they get angry, as though I am saying I don't understand who they are or the troubles that they have had. Interesting, isn't it, how consciousness reacts to truth? So many times human beings have actually participated in their suffering, and they don't know it. And then when they hear about it, sometimes in parables, they're angry. They're angry as though they're being accused of something, instead of that is the truth of something. There is so much to say about that which would create peace. A true, lasting peace. That no matter what happens in your life or what happens around you or to others, you're always centered. And that instantly you can sit and feel the love of the Creator inside and be peaceful with yourself, where there's nothing wrong. Even though there might be linearity that is spinning around you, problems and issues, you're not involved. That's the kind of peace we talk about. So here you are in this place where that is possible to study and work with. This is a place where the standard is for humans and an alliance with Gaia and the crystalline grid. All of the magnetics that go into a place that is serene and pure. If you can't find peace here, dear ones, then you need to study why. I'm going to take the word peace, and in the language I'm speaking, it starts with the letter P. We've done this quite often, and it's done for you to remember. It's not what they call a gimmick for the channel. We sometimes will use a letter and then develop other letters that are the same within a message, which we are going to do, and you'll remember it far, far better because of that aspect of the teaching today. How does one get to a place where they can find that peace, and then the next step is to broadcast it? How do you take the peace and then paste it to yourself? This is going to require a number of teachings. So this is the first, because you sit here and you feel it and you know it's possible. So let's talk about the attribute of what you do first. Let's get to that place where it becomes you. How do you do it? I'll use a P word and an expression. Two things, they'll sound funny to you, but you're going to remember them. Park the car and peel the onion. Park the car and peel the onion. So let's explain those, because they are completely metaphoric. Parking the car. The car represents that vehicle that carries you around. And sometimes you would say, well, that has to be the Merkaba, perhaps. But let's consider it's your car. Because in your car, you are now traveling from one place to another. You're not in one place. You also have an agenda. There may be traffic around you. There are distractions. There may be others in the car. That's your life. You've got to park the car, and you know what that means. That means stop. There has to be a place in your schedule, in your mind, in your consciousness, where you stop. And stopping means everything. You have to walk into the forest and sit for an hour to calm that mind of yours that's used to driving from one place to another. Do it. And you get to a place, dear ones, where you're still. And that's the beginning. Because peace is still. This is not something that you can discover by meditating in a vehicle. Because this must be a time when you are one with the planet, where you are, a stillness. And that starts to come over you when you feel that, and you are part of the stillness. So now what about peeling the onion? All right? Before we do that, let's talk about that oneness and that stillness. That is called, often, meditation. Now, there are cultures that are very good at this. They are so good that a human being can come off the street, having practiced this meditation, go into an ashram, for instance, sit down, and instantly they're at peace. Now I'm going to ask you, what did they do next? And the answer is to stay in that energy. What do you think? It sounds great, and it is great, and they have become one with everything as they sit there, perhaps with their palms up. How does it help the person in the street? Some will say, well, in that condition, I start praying for people. That's good. But dear ones, since 2012, you are so much more powerful. You don't have to sit in a oneness and pray. The time is to capture the oneness so that when you get up, it goes with you. You have an earth full of meditators. They have simply, what I said, gone to the wall, that wall of action, and they sit in front of it. And nothing happens, except they are peaceful with themselves. It's bliss. Groups of people will sit for hours in that which they call that nirvana, that bliss, close to God, close to the planet, and they're not helping anyone around them. Because the focus is starting to shift and change from that which you do for yourself, or the tool of peace that you take, learn, embed in you, and then stand and carry it away. That's the purpose. Peeling the onion is you starting to peel away all of the things that keep you from peace. What might they be? We have talked about this so many times. But you need to hear it now and again and again. You've got to drop everything that you've been told. Even from this source, you have got to have a clean slate without biases to sit and just be. Because the promise is this, that when you clear yourself to that point, where you become one with everything, That's when you start getting the intuition of what to do next. How many of you have said, "Dear Spirit, I hear you, I love you, I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know where I'm going. Please help me to know." Then you get in your car and travel from A to B, and B to A, and A to B, and B to A. You've got to be quiet and stop and erase all biases. You even have to be willing to change what you think is truth in order to get to that place where you are one with the creative source. And that's when the communication starts to answer every question you have. Every one. What should I do with my life is no longer an issue, because it becomes obvious. Obvious. That's what intuition is for. It's so intuitive. It's common to you. You will know it. All of the questions, even including should I do this or should I do that, clear up when you peel the onion. And it starts with that outer surface of what you've been told. What you've been told about who is God, how does it work, who are you on earth? It all has to go away, because all of those things will be self-evident. Self-evident. You'll get to a place where you smile and go, "I know." And someone might say, "What do you know?" And you make the statement, "I know." The statement is like, "I am." It's a knowingness with all things, and it goes so much further than meditation. You've got to peel that onion so much that there's no biases at all or expectations as you sit and develop that peaceful place. Persistence and patience. Two more P words. Persistence is to do this often. Kryon, why should we do this often, where you have said in the past that once might be enough? I'll tell you, when you're making decisions and they're decisions of a certain kind, once is enough. But when you're developing a new tool that is counterintuitive to the energy you grew up in, you got to practice. Persistence is practicing, because what you're doing is a multi-dimensional process. It's not linear. And anyone who has sat in that place and felt that oneness knows this. It's not a linear piece. Being one with everything is like you had some kind of an extension of your consciousness that went way beyond that which is linear, where you feel in touch with the sky, with all creation, where you feel you're above the earth at the same time you're on the earth. When you feel somehow a knowingness that goes past even your lifetime, that's where you're headed in this study. So peeling that onion is one thing, for there are many layers, and that takes practice. That's persistence. You go to this place as often as you can, and each time you'll discover you get to a certain place easier. On your way to that where you know you have arrived at pure peace, pure light. How long will it take? Now it gets complicated. I am Kryon. I've never been human. But when I see you, I see what you've been through. I know what you carry with you. It's amazing you can even sit here and search for the light with what some of you have experienced, both in this life and so many others. It's why we love humanity so much, for we see what you're doing, and we see the struggle you've been through. And that is why we are so pleased to tell you that that struggle is turning into light. That's the message. New tools, new energy, the wind at your back, and things that change for you, no matter what you've been through. Patience. Because how long does it take to get through those things? That's part of the onion. Some of you are so prepared and so ready. And others, especially those listening to this message, don't have a clue of the things that you're going to have to get through, the walls and the doors of past life fears and experience, including the very one that tells you, well, don't sit down, don't do this, don't stop. Because they equate all of that action with survival. How many times have you heard, you'll always have to move forward. That's what you must do. Don't stop. You must move forward. And now we're telling you to stop. And I'll tell you why you stop, because that's where God is. God is in the patience of Gaia. God is in the growing leaf of Gaia. God is in the volcano here, and it moves slowly with the plate tectonics. It is the patience of the planet. And you have to be still to cooperate with that kind of patience. That's to just get to this place, a place where you can finally put on the mantle of peace. Now that is a metaphor in itself, because that word mantle means like a coat that you put on. Some have said it's armor that you put on. It's a mantle that you didn't have before that you now wear. You stand up and that mantle of peace becomes you. And you stand like a master has in the past and start walking around the planet. Oh, there's so many linear questions already, right here, right now. Dear Kryon, once I get this mantle, do I have to continue practicing? Yes. How does that feel? It's like a muscle that you exercise in order to pick up a weight. Finally, you can pick it up and walk with it. But if you don't exercise the muscle anymore, there'll come a time when you must drop the weight. Of course you will practice, not as often, but you'll look forward to visiting the light and being in that place that you feel almost a rejuvenation. And then there's the linear question, and there always is, oh, how often do I do it? And the answer is yes. It's up to you. Dear ones, you are the ones who are in charge of you. Don't go to a book to find out the particulars. Go inside. This is the truth. Can you visualize being there? Can you see yourself being there? This channel is to be continued. And so it is.